Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
You're listening to Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. And before you leave us, another moment of promise in a pandemic that has upended pretty much everything. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom announced California could fully reopen by the middle of June, as long as cases stay low. Now, some vaccination sites are opening up, even now, for anyone over the age of 16. And if you've already gotten the shot or shots, well, perhaps you're already starting to do things that you haven't done in quite some time. Well, as part of our occasional series called I'm Vaccinated, we've shared stories of a grandmother getting to snuggle with her grandkids finally, a father and daughter heading out on a road trip to the zoo. And today, you're going to hear a dancer reuniting with her dance partners after 1 year apart.
Hi, I'm Jenny Bregman, and I live in Oakland, California. I was able to get vaccinated because I own a restaurant with my husband, and we and our staff qualified in Tier 1B round of vaccinations here in the Bay Area. We are super excited to be planning a reopening and to reconnect with and serve our community, but I am also a dancer. So the thing I'm most excited about in being vaccinated is being able to begin collaborating again in person with my dance colleagues, my dance family. The second shot is in me. I can't even believe it. I feel so relieved. I feel like you don't know how much fear you have in you about all of this until you see a little bit of a light. We are getting ready for a show that's going to be outside in Mill Valley, and I am excited to be on my way to our second in-person rehearsal.
Hi, guys!
Hi!
Hi!
Oh.
Hi.
That's amazing!
Your favorite cheerleader.
It's very hot. I'm going to go put some sunscreen on.
Yeah.
And I have sunscreen.
The dance community has really made do with virtual classes and video projects in the last year to keep our physical skills up and to stay creative. But honestly, no amount of Zoom calls can replace the experience of developing and performing dance work in person. The process really requires a physical and emotional closeness that I definitely took for granted before the pandemic.
Here we go. We're gonna groove and then we're gonna do a combination that breaks apart. We're gonna see what happens.
Marbles.
The ability to match energies, to dance close, to partner, embrace, and lift one another. It's really, it's an endeavor of intimacy, and I have missed it so much. I dance for a company called Prince Dance Project, and 2 weeks before the first shelter in place order in 2020, we kicked off developing our big show for the season with a residency at the Reach at the Kennedy Center in DC. So I was really in full-time physical non-distancing for 5 straight days. Then we came home, had a few more rehearsals, and then poof, nothing. Here we are a year later. We are taking our first steps back to making work again. We can't pick up the big project for the theater audience just yet, but we can take on the smaller outdoor shows to reconnect with each other, to remember how to collaborate and share again with an audience.
Oh! That was it!
That was it!
That was it!
That was it!
Whew.
Yeah, that was solid.
Like, we just have to know it better. We just have to know it better. You know what I mean? Like right now, I'm just like,
What's next?
Two of us are vaccinated, which means we'll be able to dance without masks and collaborate together very soon. So we're not all the way back. You know, we really want to be performing indoors, and we really want to be back in the studio and in classes with our students and our colleagues. But these little steps mean everything because it means we're on our way.
And then this is a passe here, right?
Passe.
We just had our second in-person rehearsal. And this one was out at the site where we're going to be performing in the sun in Mill Valley. And it was so joyous. Just the experience of having amplified music and seeing people's reactions as we were rehearsing, because we're out in a public space, right? So that tease at the interaction that we'll get to have with an audience and turning on the performer light again inside us, some surprises. I mean, I think we expect it to be a little bit physically tired or, you know, needing to get those chops back up. But I didn't expect to have my memory be so rusty. Normally we can, you know, we make quick decisions and we put moves together and phrases and decide where to stand. And then right away we repeat and it's all there, but we kept finding ourselves forgetting the thing that we just decided to do. So definitely a muscle that needs to be retooled. But it was funny, you know, I think we were all in the same place and we could laugh about it and we're helping each other remember along the way. So an incredible day dancing with my colleagues, and we have a piece.
That was Jenny Bregman from Oakland talking about getting back together with her dance troupe after getting vaccinated. They were dancing to the song Folding by Abby Morrow. Thanks to Jenny for sending the clips and to producer Catherine Barnes for putting it all together. Now here's a question for you. What are you doing now that you're vaccinated? We'd love to help share your story. Reach out. I'm at Radio Chio at Twitter or at KCRW, hashtag Greater LA. That's it for us today. Next week, a few folks who don't like it hot in Palm Springs, where the placing of a Marilyn Monroe statue is blowing up. Join us online at kcrw.com/greaterLA. Get the episodes there, too. Jenna Cagle, Catherine Barnes, Sonia Geis, John Meek, Mario Saavedra, Phil Richards, Amy Ta, Sue Margulies, and Christian Bordahl all made the show happen this evening. Thanks for exploring Southern California with us. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have yourself a great night.